USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia has sent troops and equipment into the separatist region of eastern Ukraine. Under the guise of peacekeepers, UN Representative for the United States Linda Thomas-Greenfield calls out Putin's departure from international law.
He calls them peacekeepers. This is nonsense. We know what they really are. It is an attack on Ukraine's status as a UN member state. It violates a basic principle of international law, and it defies our charter.
NewsGuard, a misinformation tech firm, calls out Putin's three biggest lies from Monday's speech. Number one, the West staged a coup in 2014 to overthrow the Ukrainian government. Number two, Ukrainian politics is dominated by Nazi ideology. And number three, ethnic Russians in Ukraine's Donbas region have been subjected to genocide. Saying it is necessary, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has extended his emergency powers in ruling Canada. USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
The Biden administration is depending solely on sanctioning Russia for breaking international law and self-claiming independence for portions of eastern Ukraine. One lawmaker says energy will keep Russia afloat while the sanctions play out.
As tensions continue around Ukraine, New York Representative Claudia Tenney said on Newsmax that we're not in a strategically good position should Russia decide to invade Ukraine.
Real sanctions, you know, real banking sanctions probably aren't that effective against Putin right now because the European and allies are so dependent on Putin for energy and its natural gas and the pipeline he's already now got a green light on thanks to Joe Biden, and they're desperate. Strategically, we're not in a great position. Putin is just stalling. And it's concerning, though, what Russia really wants to do.
Tenney also pointed out that congressional Republicans put together a strict and severe crippling sanctions package months ago against Russia, but Democrats rejected it. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
We are USA Radio News.
Have you stopped taking your statin? Over half of people will stop taking a statin in the first year due to muscle pain. Marley Drug offers the next generation statin, pitavastatin, which is different from most statins and has low rates of muscle pain. With a prescription, you can get pitavastatin for $1 a day. No insurance needed. Stop putting up with statin pain and call Marley Drug at 800-460-2510. That's 800-460-2510 or go to marleydrug.com.
Not available in Vermont or Alabama.
As Russian President Putin claims independence for portions of eastern Ukraine, he has sent troops and equipment into the disputed areas as peacekeepers. Jacques Delors is with the Council of European Union.
We have also condemned actions, staged events, and information manipulation that are clearly aimed at creating a pretext for military escalations against Ukraine. It's a classical way of behaving. You create pretext for military escalations. We commend Ukraine for its restraint in face of this intimidation and violations of Minsk Agreement and international law. We have, at the meantime, while we were discussing inside the council meeting, we were following the discussions of the Russian Security Council with a strong concern. We understand that the final decision has not been taken yet. And we call upon President Putin to respect international law and the Minsk agreements and expect him not to recognize the independence of Luhansk and Donetsk Oblast.
I'm Lance Pry. You're listening to USA Radio News.